Welcome back to this week's Radio Sports Page. We're talking now with Norwalk Boys Track and Field Senior J.C. Hudson. And J.C., you've got another indoor meet Thursday, the little Hawkeye indoor meet at Grinnell, and then it's on to the outdoor season. What are some of the main events you'll be competing in this year?
I'm hoping the 1, 2, and 4, and then also the distance medley.
Okay. And how's practice has been going so far?
Practice has been pretty intense the first few weeks, but honestly, that's kind of what I was expecting coming back into the season.
Are there any other sports or activities you're involved with at Norwalk?
Nope, just track and field at the moment.
So obviously that's your favorite. What do you like best about the sport of track and field?
I think I could go with my favorite memory was my sophomore year, first ever running a 400. Coach Ram put me in it, and I was like never expecting to run something so intense in my life because I was just a sprinter. And then I go on the backstretch, and I see all these fans, all these kids just cheer me on as I'm like taking the lead back and finishing first with my team in the 4x400. So that was a pretty crazy event for me.
Okay, so prior to that, you just mostly did your ones and your twos.
Yep.
So is the 400 your? I mean, obviously, it looks like you're pretty good at. Is that your favorite race now?
I would say it's definitely what I'm the best at. It takes a lot out of a runner to run a 400. So I would say, yeah, ultimately, it would be my favorite race because I'm the best. You know, that's the best race. I'm like my best race, but yeah, I would say, yep, the 400, I guess.
Okay. I don't know how closely you follow the Olympics. Any Olympic athletes that you've really followed closely over the years?
Not necessarily Olympic, but I've been following Abby Steiner a lot from Kentucky because her running form is very similar to mine. Low arms, all legs. Not necessarily the greatest thing for a runner, but I've been kind of working with my Norwalk coaches and a few other programs outside of Norwalk, like Accelerate Performance. To help fix that a little bit, but I would say Abby Steiner is the athlete that I resonate with the most.
Okay. Any history of running in your family at all?
Not track. My dad was a pretty good football player for East High School, varsity all 4 years, but other than that, no track experience.
Okay, we'll take a look back at last year. You placed 14th in the Class 4A 400-meter dash at state. 51.36 was your time. I believe that was a PR. What do you remember about that race, and how pleased were you with that showing last year?
I was kind of disappointed in how I performed at state compared to how I performed at districts, because districts is what got me qualified, and it was definitely a lot. It's hard to explain, but districts, I was going up against Tyrese Miller, Joshua Anglo, all these top runners in Iowa, and I think that was what really pushed me. But then when it came to state, I only ran up against like kids that I didn't even like recognize. So it wasn't necessarily easy to chase.
Yeah, sometimes that can mean a lot, what heat you end up with and who's around you.
Yep, exactly. So that's why I was hoping this year, if I'm, you know, one of the top runners, I could really push myself at the last stretch.
Did you compete in some other events at state, some relays at all?
Yeah, I did the 4x4 and also the D-Med.
Okay. Great start to your indoor season this year at the Dickinson Relays, you and I. Third place out of about 200 runners in the 400. How did that compare to your expectations going into the day?
Honestly, I was coming in expecting I wouldn't do as well. I had previously ran at my last indoor race because I was running with Accelerate Performance was at Arkansas or University of Arkansas. I placed 47th out of around 350 kids. That was kind of like, that was very humbling to me because I went in there thinking, hey, I could probably do a little bit better than I did last year. But then coming in at UNI, I was like, hey, worst case scenario, this is my first meet. There's going to be plenty more after it. So
in the 400, I guess, I know it's pretty much a sprint the whole way, but do you consider yourself a starter or a finisher?
I definitely consider myself a finisher. So at the ISU meet, for example, it was mostly me trying to like chase, because that's what I'm best at. That's kind of what started it all, was the 4x4 and me chasing kids. So I think that's definitely kind of shows, because at ISU I chased down three, passed two, and was probably a step away from the kid in front of me.
Did that give you some pretty good confidence there, placing third going into the year?
Yeah, I think that was definitely definitely an ego lift. Didn't let it rush to my head, though, because there are definitely a lot of things that can happen in the track season. Kids can get better. I could get hurt. There's so many things that could happen, and it's just I'm going to take that win, but I'm also just going to keep trying to get better.
Absolutely. outdoor season coming up. Do you have some time goals in mind for this season, especially in the 400?
It is a very hefty goal, but I was talking with all of my coaches, all the Norwalk staff, and 48 is the time to beat. High 48 is what I was hoping I could achieve by the end of this year.
Wow. What's the school record?
The school record is a 49 high, so I'm really trying to crush it.
Yeah, get there first and then go from there. What about Drake Relays? I guess they don't have the 400 at Drake, do they?
I don't know. I think they might. Maybe actually, I know they have the 400. I don't think they have the 200.
You're right. Yeah, it is the 200 they don't have. So that could be another goal on your list, I guess, is to get into that Drake Relays 4.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd toward the end of the ISU meet, when I was seeing the clock, it was a little low. I was like hoping I would hit the blue standard, but ultimately I didn't. I'm hoping my first few meets I can potentially hit that.
Do you have any aspirations of running in college?
I have not really looked too far into it. As of right now, I've been accepted to Iowa, University of Iowa, but I have been in open communication with a few options over the past year, but I don't think I'll be taking those offers.
Okay, pretty set on going to Iowa. That's understandable. Team-wise, I guess one more question here for you. Norwalk, almost 100 boys out for track this year, over 30 seniors. Should have some really good depth. How much improved might the Warriors be as a team this year? What kind of year are you expecting?
We lost our best hurdler last year and a few really good runners. But honestly, from what I can tell, we have a lot of talent that has like come back out and are ready to really start. Like so far, I've been working with a bunch of the underclassmen with our blocks, and it's looking good for Norwalk, to be honest.
Awesome. And we'll probably look for you in mostly the four and then maybe D-Med and 4x4.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to J.C. Hudson, senior for the Norwalk boys track team. They got the Little Hawkeye indoor meet on Thursday and then start getting into that outdoor season next week. Good luck to you and to Norwalk this season.
Thank you so much.